Now, first, do you have trouble understanding what others are saying in noisy places? For instance, does this background din make speech much harder to follow? If so, new research out this week might explain why. Researchers in the US have found that high-frequency sounds play a key role in the intelligibility of speech, and if you can't hear them properly, you struggle in noisy places.
But these critical frequencies are usually not routinely checked in hearing tests, bizarrely, and perhaps they ought to be, as Adam heard from Cincinnati Children's Hospital Ohio's Lena Motlagzada and David Moore.
So in a normal audiology exam, they generally check out frequencies between about 250 hertz and either 4,000 or 8,000 hertz, where 250 hertz is a low-pitched sound and 4,000 or 8,000 are very high-pitched. But actually, healthy young people can hear up to 20,000 hertz, 20 kilohertz. Audiologists have tended not to pay attention to that extended high frequency between 8 and 20 kilohertz, partly because most of the energy of sound is at lower frequencies, and we know from everyday experience of using telephones and so forth, we don't actually need to use those extended high frequencies, at least in normal listening conditions.
And Lena, now that we've set the groundwork with David, can you explain to me the experiment you've run?
We recruited young adults, more than 60% of them less than 30 years old. And we surprisingly found more than half of them have extended high frequency hearing loss, which was related to their self-reported difficulty listening to speech in noisy environment. So we first started with a routine audiology test that is like hearing tests. When you go to visit an audiologist, you send some pure tones with different pitches and intensities, and you ask them to respond to the sound, even if it's soft, to obtain the minimum amount of things that they can hear. And then after that, we use the speech in noise test. We wanted to see if we give access to high-frequency hearings, very high-frequency hearings, how the speech understanding will be for these participants. So surprisingly, when we put the cutoff of the filter, giving access to frequency above 8 kilohertz, their score improved significantly. So it shows that listeners could use these frequencies to understand the speech in noise.
And why is it that not having these high frequencies means you can't pick noise out of crowds so well?
Understanding speech mainly depends on high frequencies, because high frequencies can provide intelligibility or clarity. And we need to hear high frequency parts of the speech to follow the conversation in noisy environment. When you have high frequency hearing loss as a result of age, noise, or ototoxic drugs that mainly affects high frequency range of hearing, you cannot easily follow speech like a person that have normal hearing in these frequencies.
What do you want people to take away from this research?
I think this gives us an opportunity for some sort of personalized medicine, because it's important to realize that some people have this problem while others don't. And we can then tailor our intervention, be it protection of hearing or even some new drugs which are coming online to prevent hearing loss, to the people who really need them.
That is very good to hear. David Moore and Lena Motlagzada there. Their work has just been published in the journal PNAS.